T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese on a Friday. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Ike, well, we made it. Another week.
Holla at your boy, Johnny Marks.
Another week without sports. Mm-hmm. Another week inside a pandemic, but we made it, and we're here. And we have the Phillies that are going to be coming up here soon in now less than a month. Or is it right around a month now, I guess? Yeah, it might be a month today or tomorrow. Anyway, Scott Francis is going to join us at 4 o'clock. We'll talk Phillies. We'll find out what it's going to be like for him doing all the radio games. Is he going to be traveling? We know he's not going to, but we'll talk to Scott Francis at 4 o'clock. But let's start here, because yesterday, where the JT Realmuto news came out. Jim Salisbury is reporting that the Phillies are willing to go 6 years, upwards of $23 million a year for JT Realmuto. And I mean, I like JT Realmuto. I think he's a really good player. He made the Phillies better last year. Maybe their second best player on the team. Mm-hmm. It's certainly the everyday player. But 6 years.
He shouldn't be, but yeah, damn near he is.
Yeah, you're right. He should really be the third best player on the team.
But well, I mean, he shouldn't be an everyday player, but he's damn near an everyday player.
Last year he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, I mean, the number, it's scary to think that they're going to give a 29-year-old catcher who will be 30 when a six-year contract would start $23 million a year for 6 years. It's a terrible idea. So, if really if the Phillies are willing to give him 6 years and $23 million a year, that's about $140 million. That's a terrible idea, and they should not do that. And I'm a real Muto fan, and I know they gave up a lot to get him, but there's no way in hell that I am giving an above-average bat and a really good catcher that many years. Because year three, year four of his contract, he's not going to be an everyday catcher. Now he's a DH. Yep. And he probably has eroding offensive skills to where you're paying $23 million a year for a guy that really you're paying for that money because he's an above-average offensive player at catcher, which is great. Mm-hmm. No way I'm doing it, Ike. No way.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're already pot committed. So, I mean, the report that this could get done should be good news to all Phillies fans. I mean, what's the alternative? Losing him for nothing? Right? I mean, losing him?
That's the alternative, yes.
Right? When you gave up your number one pitching prospect, your number one overall prospect, you gave him up at a tender age of what? 20 years old?
19, 21,
21
22,
something like
yeah.
that? So, yep. Yeah, I mean, you don't have any choice. And here's what I would say. Having a DH in the National League, if they decide to keep it after this year, that certainly bodes well. So you're going to be able to get something out of it. I don't know what he's going to be at 35, 36 years old. I don't know what he's going to be. Here's what I do know. I know right now I can't afford to not have JT Realmuto on my team moving forward. Like, that's what I know. He's talking about the best catcher in all of baseball. You don't have very many reliable players on your roster as it is. Like, you don't have the luxury of allowing a JT Realmuto to leave. You don't have that luxury. Bryce Harper's your best player. You're still not sure about Rhys Hoskins. You're not paying him anything. You're paying him pennies. So you're kind of getting more for your – you're getting your bang for your buck out of what you're getting out of Rhys Hoskins, considering what you're paying him. You've already locked up Scott Kingery on what looks like it's going to be a good contract.
Sure, absolutely.
Next 4 years, if he's your everyday second baseman at some point, or if he's leasing.
Good contract.
Yeah, it's still a good contract to have for him. Who else do you have? You're going to be losing Andrew McCutchen. You're going to be losing Jay Bruce. I'm thinking about some other players.
Unfortunately, you can't lose Segura. He's going to be here too long.
Right. Well, what is Segura here for? Two more
21,
years?
21, 22 maybe, Jack? I'm going to have to look it up real fast. But
pretty sure it's two more full years after this one.
After this year, he
after
has
this
two
year.
More years?
Yeah, so it's okay. Basically
well,
three.
I mean, what you need him?
Signed through 2022.
This team just doesn't have that luxury, man. They're not like some of these other teams that can allow a guy to walk. You know, they're not the Washington Nationals who just won the World Series where you can let one of your best players walk. You don't have a pipeline of Ronald Acuña's and
you definitely
and
don't have
young
that.
Players that are coming up that you're going to be able to replace not just what he does at the catcher position. By the way, you don't have another one of those coming up as good as him anytime soon. With just his offense, like what other players do you have coming up that's going to be able to give you what he's giving you offensively? So what you're doing is, and what you're basically doing is, you're paying 6 years for what is probably going to be 4 or 5 years of good baseball. Like, that's what you're paying for. You got to give up an extra year. That's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's your fault, but you've already committed by giving up the prospect.
I would never giving him a six-year contract. This team doesn't have the luxury. And you're right, Ike. Like, the Yankees, when they signed Mark Teixeira and CC Sabathia, they knew that year 5, 6, and 7 weren't going to be great, but they were willing to eat it just to get years 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Right. So the Phillies actually would have to, you're right, would have to say, like, okay, do we want to give 6 years? No, we don't, but it's worth it for years 1, 2, and 3, and then decline in 4, and then probably he's a part-time catcher years 5 and 6. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I am not doing that. No.
What's the alternative?
Well, the alternative is you let him walk. You get the draft pick and you build this freaking team properly.
I'm sorry. Is Bryce Harper 21 years old, 22?
He's 26 or 27.
Okay. Well, this guy doesn't have 5 years to wait on you to select the right players, develop them, and then come up here and actually make this a viable team. Like, nobody wants to sit around for that. Andrew, when you brought these guys in here, you have to try to win in this three or four-year window. And then you reevaluate the situation in 3 to 4 years.
You sign him, you take away flexibility, and you're screwed. Because that's too much money for a 30-year-old catcher. It's just too much money.
This is the last year of the pitcher. I can't think of his name right
Jake
now.
Jake Arrieta.
Jake the Snake.
Jake Arrieta. His money's off the books. You got 2 years of Andrew McCutchen. You're going to be moving on from his money that's on the books. Who else is making big money on this team?
David Robertson's in his last year.
You're going to be getting rid of these guys. Like, Realmuto is somebody that you need, especially with a rotation that you have. You need all types of advantages.
McCutchen's under contract in 2021. Segura, Nola, Bryce Harper.
You got to re-sign
Zach
Aaron
Wheeler.
Nola.
I mean, you already have, just on the books without, like, arbitration or anything like that, you have a decent amount of money. But here's the other thing, that with COVID-19 and the realities that the owners are already telling you, what do you think is going to happen? They're not going to have the same payroll as they were last year. You know what I mean? Like their active payroll this year, which was up against the salary cap number to where they weren't willing to go over that. What do you think is going to happen next year?
Well, that's another reason why I'm signing him. Again, he's on your team already. You know the value he brings to your team offensively and defensively. He's the best in the game at the position. And you're not going to spend any money over the next year or two. You're not spending any money, and you're taking money off your books. That's even more of a reason to absorb this type of contract.
Yeah, not for a 30-year-old catcher.
Nah, you're rewarding one of your good players. He's a good clubhouse guy. Everybody loves him. Bryce Harper's tweeting out, let's get it. He wants him here. Like, you don't sign a JT Realmuto. What does that signal to Bryce Harper? Like, this has more of a ripple effect than what it's going to be on the books.
What does it signal to him? It should signal to him that they're trying to run an efficient franchise, and they're not going to go. They're not going to go out
there.
Sign
here for that? He didn't sign here for be running. And he just saw the Nationals win a World Series. He didn't sign here for that. How long do you think he's going to be happy with this?
Jack Fritz, you think Bryce has a lot of urgency to try to win this year or next year? I don't sense that urgency.
I would hope he does. I mean, he's 27, 28. This is the best Bryce Harper years.
Like, couple years, sure.
Does he want to win a championship when he's 34, 35, or is he trying to do it when he's the best player on the team?
You think they're good enough to win in the next 3 years with Realmuto, signing Realmuto, and then where the organization is right now, the amount of money they'll have available to sign.
They're better
other
with
free
him
agents.
Than without him.
Sure, well, they are.
What other free agents
sure
are they
going
to sign?
Just like they're better with Tobias Harris with him than without him. But it doesn't mean you sign Tobias Harris because now
yeah,
you're
does.
Screwed with his contract.
Yeah, it does.
Nope.
JT Harris?
No, you're screwed
it?
With Al Horford's contract.
No, you're screwed with both their contracts.
No, you committed to Tobias Harris when you traded away a young player.
Exactly.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
That's my point.
So the Sixers are better with Tobias Harris than without him, so I'm not even having that argument.
Yeah, but you're doubling down.
The guy's the leading. He scored more points than anybody else on this team this year.
But you're doubling down on a bad contract because you already gave too much up to let him go. That you can't think of it that way.
Sure you can, because when you don't have players readily available to you for you to sign and give the money to, how do you sell your fan base that you're trying to win anything? You're saving money for what? For whom?
Flexibility for
to do what?
To build in it. Build in a better manner? We mean to do what? To win? They're not winning anything now.
When are they going to win?
When they have a better organization and a better team. This team's not good enough to win. So now you re-signed Real Muto to a ridiculous contract.
You didn't say that when they signed Zach Wheeler, though.
It was a great signing.
But they're not ready to win. What's the point of paying him the money? Not going to win anything with him here.
Okay. Then they shouldn't have signed him.
The point is that you didn't say that when they signed him because he made the team better. And that's what I'm saying about JT Realmuto. You're talking about they're not ready to win. You don't know when they're going to win. Like, we don't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I do. Never. Not
oh,
with
not
this approach right
win.
Now.
Then why sign Bryce Harper then? Why do any of this?
I don't know. It's a good question. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
This is what I'm dealing with today for 4 hours, Jack.
Oh, we got Tobias Realmuto over there.
But what do you think, they're Phillies expert?
Well, I have no thoughts on it. I don't even like the Phillies.
6 years, $140 million. He'll be 30 years old when that six-year contract starts.
What do we care?
What do you care?
Yes.
Really? Like that? I mean,
it's not. Yeah, it's not a salary cap right now. If it were the Eagles, that's different.
Right.
But when
there
when,
is a salary cap, like
no, it, to me, it's not a salary cap. This is a soft cap, luxury tax. My
not
point
a potted
is,
plant sitting have, in the corner.
They have the money to spend on him.
Okay.
They do, and they don't have any other players to spend that money on. Who else are they spending the money on?
I'm not giving 6 years to a 30-year-old catcher.
215, he's 29
592.
Years old.
But when the 6 year starts, he's 30 years old.
But he's 29 years old now.
Okay, and he would be signed 30 through 36. I'm not giving that kind of money in that many years to a catcher.
I'd do it without even blinking.
215-592-9494. It's
the
Marks
moment
and Reese.
You traded Sixto Sanchez, it was a done deal. It's just like giving up first-round picks for Amari Cooper or for Laremy Tunsil or if you wanted to do Jamal Adams. You're going to pay the price. You're going to pay. The moment you give up the draft picks or the prospects, in this case, you've already committed.
Mm-hmm. Tobias Harris.
Yes, the moment you give up Landry Shamet, first-round picks, Jimmy Butler is gone. Yeah, you got to sign Tobias Harris. Sorry.
Yep, terrible decision. Marks
and
Reese.
Good decision.
Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All of Chickies and Pete's locations in Pennsylvania and Jersey are now open with outside seating. Enjoy all your Chickies and Pete's favorites. Visit ChickiesandPete's.com for location and details. We'll get into it on the other side. Ike says, do whatever it takes. Sign them. 6 years.
Yes,
do
sir.
It.
Get it done.
No way. No way. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
The pitch is down and away. Throw to second, and he's out at second base. What a rocket. Right arm from JT Realmuto. I mean, you talk about pop time there. Wow.
That's Scott Fransky. He joins us coming up at 4 o'clock today. Marks and Reese, we are back. Our Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. They are open for business. Shop the region's best selection of diamond engagement rings. Their website is marks-jewelers.com. Check it out. And the question's simple. Should the Phillies do, quote, whatever it takes to re-sign JT Realmuto? More specifically, we're hearing the 6 years at $23 million a year. That's $138 million. Mm-hmm. Should they do it? Yes or no? Right now, 91.6% say yes. Not surprising.
Yeah, get her done.
I'm on the right side of it again, Ike.
Get her done.
94.
How many days in a row is that for you on the right side of it?
30.
Only 30.
So in the year 2022, right now, the Phillies' payroll is $94 million, and that's with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players. $94 million. You put $23 million in there for JT Realmuto, we're up towards, you know, in the 100 and teens, so 100 and whatever, right? And now you have to fill out the rest of your team. And that's not including arbitration numbers for guys like Rhys Hoskins and pitchers. You have to fill out a team past that.
What pitchers in arbitration is getting any money?
Well, who's going to be your starters then?
Well, I know I got two starters. The other ones, I mean, you talking about young players, Spencer Howard? You talking about young players?
Maybe Spencer Howard.
Yeah, then I would hope he's up here in 2021.
Okay. Well, this is 2022, so I went a couple. I went two years from now.
No, sure. For sure he's going to be here by the end.
Okay. Maybe.
For sure.
If he's not hurt, if he can play. But see, that's what I'm saying. You need three other starters.
So okay.
You need to fill out the rest of your team.
But they aren't going to go do that with free agents. They aren't about to build the roster full of high-priced players.
But that's what they just did.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
What is the roster built with? Bryce Harper's a free agent. Zach Wheeler's a free agent.
That was last year.
Jake Arrieta's a free agent.
That was 2 years ago.
Andrew McCutchen's a free agent. Gene
Shore
is a trade.
Last year. Are you talking about this offseason or are you talking about in years past?
I'm talking about how
the
team.
What are we talking about? 3 years ago, there was nobody on this team worth even going to see. So they had to add players. You're trying to imply that they're going to continue to add big name free agents every year. That's not what they're going to do. They feel like they have building blocks that they can have here for a few years. And JT Realmuto would certainly be one of those guys. The rest of the guys, I would imagine they're going to fill out the roster with their minor league players. Or through other small trades. They're not going to fill out a roster with high-priced players. Are you kidding me? This organization is about to go out and put out 9 players at each position, high-priced players? No, they aren't going to do that.
No, I mean, all right, so they're not going to do it, which means that they're going to, I mean, do they have the young players to come up and start and be good and be contributing on a team that's a playoff team?
I don't know. You're going away from what the point at hand here is, and that's signing JT Realmuto, that you don't have an alternative for him, and you gave up your number one prospect for him.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why I'm re-signing him.
That sucks.
I mean, all the other stuff about building a roster 2 years from now, that's what Matt Klentak gets paid for, not me.
Okay. Oh, great. So Matt Klentak's in charge of building the roster, which he's already screwed up, and that's where we are right now.
That's who's here.
215-592-9494. JT Realmuto, 6 years, $140 million at least.
Do it.
Are you doing that? He'll be 30 years old by the time that 6-year contract starts. No way. No way am I giving a 30-year-old catcher six years.
Oh,
it's
insane. Yep, I'm doing it.
All right, let's go to the phones. Happy birthday to Prince in Charlotte, North Carolina. Prince, what's up, brother?
Hey, Johnny. Hey, Ike. Thank you.
What's up, Prince? Happy birthday, brother.
Not much, man. This is one of those rare occasions when I agree with both of you. I believe in Ike because we painted ourselves in the corner. When you give up what you gave up, you have to sign them. And I agree with John because John is speaking to a bigger issue, and that is, back to this farm system. Like, we look around baseball, all this young talent. Where are the Phillies going wrong when it comes to scouting?
They went wrong when it comes to scouting, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going wrong, but they've gone wrong on a few.
Like, Jack, help me if I'm wrong. And John, wasn't Yelich in our farm system?
No.
He wasn't?
No, they could have traded for him, though. Mm-hmm. He was available. You could have traded. I mean, Milwaukee didn't give up a ton of prospects to get him.
So I'm trying to figure out, like Ike said, we're not going to fill out the whole roster with these high-priced free agents. But like what John said, we don't know what we have in the farm system. So are the Phillies going to keep saying, hey, we got to pay for this guy because we don't know what we got coming up? So it's like you want to pay Realmuto because we traded for him. But then we're like, well, who's behind him when he gets old and he's not hitting anymore? Like, what do we have coming up?
Well, that's what they have to develop, Prince. I mean, I'm not a minor league system expert. I don't really care about minor league prospects. I don't. Once you get to the major leagues, then I can actually see you play. That's when I can evaluate you. But that's what the Phillies get paid to do. Listen, if they thought they had a replacement for JT Realmuto in the wings, this wouldn't even be a discussion.
And, John, can I ask you, what is your – you said above average bat. So what is your – what is your main thing about signing Realmuto? Is it the age, or is that you don't think he's going to give you even half that back, what we're going to pay for him?
He had a career year with 25 homers last year. Mm-hmm. Listen, in RBIs, he's a very good player. But, I mean, you expect him to be better as he gets into his 30s with his bat. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. That's not normally how it works, right? Like, Jack had just said – Jack had just said about, and Prince, happy birthday, man. Jack had just said, well, hey, Bryce Harper's in his prime right now. Like, you got to try to win right now. So, in other words, JT Realmuto is going to be entering, he's in his prime right now.
Yeah. What?
His bat's also nuts. Like, for a catcher, his bat is special.
It's great, yes.
Right, for a DH, it's like.
If he was a first baseman with the same bat, his value isn't the same.
Right.
So that's the problem with being a DH is that, I mean, I would rather have the flexibility of having a couple of different guys that maybe couldn't play in the field than having to now put JT Realmuto as my full-time DH making $23 million a year. As a catcher, he's worth $23 million a year.
Making $23 million a year in 4 years will be peanuts.
Will be peanuts?
Yeah, peanuts. Okay. That's why in 4 years, Bryce Harper's contract will be great. When guys are making $40 million a year, in 4 to 5 years, JT Realmuto making 23 right now won't mean a thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It
won't mean a thing.
I'm not sure salaries are going to be like that in baseball in 3 or 4 years.
Oh yeah, they will.
I don't know. Not with what's going on right now.
What's going on right now?
The owners are clearly not paying players like they used to.
Okay.
I mean, it's been like that in free agency the last couple of years. The money's not getting thrown around.
Yeah, to bad players. Good players are getting paid. Yeah, mediocre players who got overpaid just because they hit free agency and it was their turn to get paid. Yeah, they need to cut that out.
They
need to cut that out. But the all-star players, the guys that are in the prime of their careers, that are stars, they are still getting paid.
Not all of them. Like, Dallas Keuchel was still an above-average starter. He couldn't get anybody to offer more than a year contract.
Craig Kimbrel. I wouldn't pay a pitcher money. I'm talking about everyday hitters. Pitchers, you're always rolling the dice. I wouldn't pay any pitcher $25 million a year. I wouldn't pay pitchers that type of money. I wouldn't sign them to 5-6 year contracts. I'm talking about everyday players.
Let's go to Jim in Douglasville. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, Jimmy.
What's up, Jim?
Listen, like, I'm on your side on this completely. I mean, Johnny, what's wrong with a 30-year-old catcher? You think because he's old?
Yeah, it's 6 years to a 30-year-old catcher? Yeah, no thanks.
Okay, listen, he didn't start catching right away in his career. You understand that, right? He came on as a catcher later on. He's a lot more fresh than a lot of these guys who are 30 years old. Plus, I mean, the guy has a good command of the game, and with the pitching staff we're looking at, we're going to need someone with some value behind that plate. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I do. He played 145 games last year. So those fresh legs that you're talking about, they keep paying him 145 games. Those legs aren't going to be fresh.
Yeah, but I don't see what other prospects do you have? Who do you really want to put back there at this point?
Well, you do have some catching prospects, but they're not JT Realmuto. They're prospects.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and you keep talking about not wanting to spend the money. Well, when are we going to build this team? We got to build this team somehow. I'm tired of waiting myself. I know
right.
I did.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's been since 2012 they've been rebuilding.
Exactly.
It's 8 years.
This offseason, everybody wanted the Phillies to go out and spend over the luxury tax limit because they had needs, right? So that's never going to change. They have needs right now, and they didn't spend because they already spent all their money. So if you continue to spend all your money, you're not going to be able to fill the holes. Right? In a
I think part of what they did this offseason was with the anticipation of re-signing JT Realmuto. They wanted to leave money available for him.
Exactly. Like, they're leaving
this
money
offseason,
on the table.
Of course it was. They were planning on signing him right after spring training.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have went on this year. They didn't want to hit luxury tax this year.
Okay.
That's why they didn't, and the owner has said, thank you, Jim. The owner, John Middleton, has said he's willing to do it, but he's not going to do it unless he feels like it's a team that's putting them over the hump to the World Series. The Phillies aren't anywhere near that right now.
I still don't understand what that has to do with re-signing JT Realmuto.
What it has to do with is that when he's a 34, a 35, and a 36-year-old catcher, you're going to be wishing you weren't paying him $23 million a year.
Well, I'll just have to take that chance.
I'd rather have the flexibility.
That's 4 years from now.
Go to Lou in Vegas. Listen on the radio.com app. Hi, Lou.
Hey, guys. Long time no here.
What's up, Lou?
Before I get into a couple comments, wanted to get into just thanking you guys for keeping me going through this pandemic. It's been really rough for me. I'm really struggling with it, but really enjoy listening to you. So thank you for that.
Hang in there, Lou.
Yeah, man. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Appreciate that. And then after I make my comment about Realmuto, I have a really serious question I'd like to ask you. But before that, what if we had a compromise? So if we agree on the money and we know that the last 2 years, John, is going to be – we're going to lose him, right, because he's 35 and 36.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we front-load the contract for the first 4 years at 75 or 80%? give him the last 2 years at 10% so we can start rebuilding, or give him a four-year contract for the 80%. If he's just interested in the amount of money, it may be a good deal because he gets it, most of it up front, and then the last 2 years we figure it out what it is, because I do think we need to build the team now with Bryce Harper, et cetera, and that might be a good compromise. What do you guys think?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, that could be something they work on, and he may have to forfeit a couple years. I kind of think the Phillies, if I'm just going based off what they did with Bryce, they were okay with the total amount of money. They just wanted it spread it over 13 years so it would count less against the cap. So the Phillies may be looking at this like, we are preparing for it to be a four-year deal. We just want to give him a six-year deal. He may not even be on the team making the money on the last 2 years of that deal.
Yeah, great point. I just offered an alternative, I think.
No,
it's good. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You know, so, Ike, a serious question for you.
Okay.
With what's going on here in the world, and especially in this country, and you as a black man,
okay,
do you take as when you see all these people now coming out and supporting verbally and with passion that there should be no racism, do you say to yourself, that's great? Or do you say to yourself, where have they been?
Both. If I'm being honest with you, both.
That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah. I've had both of those reactions. I think it's great to finally see people who don't look like me speaking up for the causes that affect communities that are filled with people who look like me. So that's great to honestly hear that you don't have sort of some restriction or somebody trying to obstruct the progress that you're trying to move your community forward with. You don't have the masses obstructing you from being able to do that or not wanting to listen. It's great that people acknowledge it, but now there's more work to be done. There's a lot more work to be done, right? It's easy to tweet something out or get on camera and say all the right things, but there's more work to be done moving forward. So that certainly is a positive.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
And when the work needs to continue to be done after all this first wave of everything happens, there's a ton of work to continue to be done.
Well, yeah, you got to start with policy in the cities in which you live in, the communities in which you live in. Like, this isn't just about protesting. This is about changing systematic racism and you know, when we talk about social injustices, that means holding people accountable for doing things that they should be punished for, and making sure the proper punishment is handed out. Like, those are the things that we're talking about. That's not just we all love each other. That's called pacifying people. That's all that is. Yeah, we love each other.
Yeah, you want real change.
Yeah, real change. Change that's policy that has to be enforced. Like, that's the change that people are fighting for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as with police departments and things like that, I think everybody just needs to relook at everything, the way everything's done in this country. Let's go to Rich in Southwest Philly. Rich?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Rich?
What's up, Rich?
Well, not much. When the Phillies signed the big piece, I remember Buster Olney writing that the contract was untradeable before the ink was dry, because he played first base. That was it. Mm-hmm. Now again, I'm not comparing apples to apples, but Real Muto can play eventually, in my opinion, you're saying catcher. You're going to lower that screen on that and put him in left field. Right now, if we have the designated hitter, you're talking about Hoskins playing for DH and sometimes Harper DHing sometimes, the third baseman.
Anytime, Rich, you're right, but anytime you take him out from behind the plate, you're losing his value. The reason he's worth $23 million is as a catcher.
I understand it, but I agree with Ike. 4 years from now, you're going to look at this contract like it's a steal. Again, that's just
I don't believe that at all. You may look at the contract and say it was worth it, but you don't know 4 years from now what salary is going to be like in Major League Baseball. For a 34-year-old catcher, $23 million?
We're talking about Philadelphia. We are the largest in the country with one team. The largest market in the country with one team. And you're talking to me like we're the Kansas City Royals.
No, I'm not. What I'm telling you is that there's but hang on, Rich. You do realize that there's salary restrictions, that the Phillies just aren't going to spend as much money as you
want them to spend. Wait, salary restrictions? By where? Where's that at?
You know
what?
Where? By the owners. How much money they're willing to spend, right? Like,
how about the fans stop going? That's we own the team. Not we own the team, but we stop going.
Rich, let me ask you a question. Rich, let me ask you a question. Do you think that the Phillies could have added more to their team this year as far as maybe another starting pitcher, maybe another player?
Without any doubt.
And why didn't they?
Because they can get away. They're trying to get away with it. Middleton has had 8 losing seasons in a row.
Because he didn't want to go into a territory of spending too much money because then he gets taxed on it. That's why.
No, because he spent money on bad players.
Yeah, they had that guy from Seattle they took in with Segura that made $9 million last year. I can't even think of his name. He's a pitcher.
He's gone now. Yeah, the reliever. He's gone now.
But he spent money on bad players.
Yeah, anyway, hold on a second. Hey, buddy, there's a Bentley pulling in. Hey, buddy, that's a handicap spot. Don't pull in there.
That's AI.
See ya.
I'm Rich.
It's funny
to
me,
too. I forgot about that.
Of course, I picked up on that as soon as he said it's a Bentley pulling in a handicap
spot. See, I would have used that yesterday against him.
What was the story behind that?
He parked in a handicap spot.
Yeah, more than once. So.
Yeah. Twice the goat.
Yeah, if you're the goat, you can pretty much do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, it could be a handicap spot. It could be the middle of the street. It could be, anytime you saw that Bentley out there, you knew AI was in the area. Let me ask you this. You think the payroll, if they were able to afford the players they were paying in 2011, 2010, all those guys, this roster isn't anywhere near those guys when it comes to payroll.
They would have went in the luxury tax to keep some of those guys to keep it alive, yes.
No, I'm saying they paid all those players. How were they able to pay those players then? I would imagine the cap, as you say, the luxury tax, was lower then than it is 10 years later.
I don't think they had it then. Jack, did they have it then? Because there was no luxury tax talk back then.
There was no luxury tax talk, but it was in, but I think it was still like $1 million.
Right.
Like, it was still pretty high.
The Phillies had a high payroll, but that was never a concern. If like I'll give you an example. If the Phillies had a team like that in 2000, even after winning the World Series, 2010, 2011, I believe the Phillies ownership would go into the luxury tax territory because they're selling out their stadium every night.
My only point is that payroll had to be higher than this payroll by far.
No, not back then. No, I mean, how much is their payroll this year?
Because Utley was on a cheaper contract. They're approaching.
Well, J-Roll was on the cheapest.
J-Roll's on a cheap contract.
Howard was making the most of $25 million, but those other guys were.
In 2011 with the four aces, I mean, when they had Cliff Lee back here, who else did they have on the team? Utley, Howard,
well,
and
Halliday. Halliday was making money.
Rory Halliday had to be making at least $20 million back then. And Bryce is the highest right now?
$172 million, almost $173 million in 2011. And what's their payroll this year? It's over that.
Yeah, this year it's close to 200.
Yeah, it's close to 200 million. So
that's because of all those bad contracts.
Because of all those bad, you're absolutely right.
All those relievers.
The 2011 Phillies are paying Roy Halladay $25 million. We're paying Jake Arrieta $25 million.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
But I mean, I just want to say this: there's not unlimited money to spend. Whether or not you agree on that.
No, we agree that there's not unlimited money to spend, but they're also getting money off the books. They're also getting money off the books that will offset JT Realmuto's contract.
A lot of holes to fill. 215-592-9494. Mark,
and that's
Henry's
one of them.
6 years, 140. Start with that number. Would you sign JT Realmuto? 215-592-9494. I would not. Also, Malcolm Jenkins' comments yesterday about football being essential or not essential. We'll talk about that. That's coming up next. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 o'clock. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All of Chickies and Pete's locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey are now open with outside seating. Enjoy all of your Chickies and Pete's favorites. Visit ChickiesandPete's.com for locations and details. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.